It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And lastly, since that sort of behavior, something similar is being investigated about your most recent championship team. Do you worry at all that the findings could, in some people's mind, attach an asterisk to that Red Sox championship?
Well, I just want to reiterate what we said, which is that we ask our fans to reserve judgment until the investigation is completed.
If you saw the video of him telling his teammates, don't touch my jersey, don't touch it. I mean, it's like you can tell he's wired. He's wired. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's just, you've got to be kidding me. You've really got to be kidding me, man. Hey, on a side note, I want to say what's up to Kirk Minahan, because the mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone, the judge dismissed that lawsuit where Joe Curtatone was suing Kirk Minahan and Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. I mean, you've got to, like, you know, if you're going to come at Kirk, you better do a lot better than that, you loser. Joe Curtatone, what a loser. A clear, total, just desperate attempt for attention. That's all it was. Total desperate attempt for attention by the mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone. And you lost because you're a loser. And hopefully you'll lose in the next election coming up for the mayor of Somerville. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. Like, you wasted the taxpayers' money on that. Seriously. And you lost. Dude. You know, it's funny. If Kirk ran for the mayor of Somerville, he would probably beat Joe Curtatone in a landslide. Maybe Kirk should do that. Maybe he should do that. I got to get to this. I don't usually like, you know, I'm going to get the calls right now, but Tory, New Hampshire, wants my thoughts on Scott Farrell getting fired. I don't know that Scott Farrell has been fired. I do know that he's been off all year on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, the guy's he's been doing radio for 30, 35 years. He'll land somewhere. I'm not worried about Scott Farrell. I used to fill in on that show, Farrell on the Bench, when he was out too, many a time. So I met him in person the week of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight in Vegas in May of 2015. I really don't have a reaction, but he'll be fine. He'll land somewhere, maybe Sirius XM or something like that. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Let's get back to the phones. And that was the one thing I also wanted to get to. I get a little ADD, especially at night, because there's so much stuff going on. Cody Bellinger, did you see what he tweeted out? Former MVP. He tweeted this out tonight at 5:10 p.m. For the sake of the game, I hope this isn't true. If true, there needs to be major consequences to the players. That completely ruins the integrity of the game. I agree with him. Amen, Cody. You're the preacher on the choir. Amen to you on that one. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, if Altuve and Bregman and Josh Reddick, who's wearing something, you know, I mean, come on, guys. Like, that's that. These guys need to be suspended half a year or the entire season. Seriously. Like, why does baseball, Why do the owners and the GM take the fall and the players don't get any blame whatsoever? What is that BS? Seriously. What is that? You got to be kidding me, man. And that's just baseball doesn't get it. Baseball, I've always said this about you, and it's so true. You are a cassette tape in an iPod world. You just don't get it. You just don't get it, baseball. You're so far behind the times, it's ridiculous. And you wonder why people the ages of, 10 through 30 can't stand your freaking sport. They have no desire for your sport whatsoever. It's for such an older demo. You wonder why. 617-779-7937. Josh in New Hampshire. Josh, just hang in there 1 second because Ty in Rhode Island thinks I'm wrong about something. Go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, Mark James. So I think the biggest thing going on, so you've got a couple things here. So do you really think that the Red Sox are on an equal playing field right now, a cheating scandal as far as your Astros?
Well, they were part of back-to-back scandals with the Apple Watch and then the following regular season. So, I mean, they're like, what does on par have to, like, they're guilty 2 years in a row, just like the Astros.
Okay, yeah. I get that the fact that they're guilty. I mean, yeah, they cheated throughout the regular season, but the fact that Houston's going through extra strength just to be able to put buzzers on their players. To be able to let them know while they're in the
Ty, that is some serious ish right there. That is like, yeah. But by the way, and that's where Cody Bellinger's right, that if that is true, Altuve, Bregman, you're gone for a year. You're gone.
Yeah, to be able to, so the fact that anybody's trying to compare that to the Red Sox going into the tunnel and just reviewing data and analyzing their swings and analyzing the plate appearances that they had. I mean, all the data is right there. Any player, any sort of company can go in there and view the same exact thing. So the fact that anybody's trying to compare the two is just crazy. But I mean, there's no way that they're the same.
But Ty, you're getting, okay, fair enough. So the Astros were, as far as we know, let's just say they're worse cheaters. You know what? Cheaters are cheaters. Whether you had this intricate system, elaborate thing where guys are wearing wires underneath with buzzers and all that stuff, cheaters are cheaters, Ty. It doesn't take away your title is tainted in 2018.
Well, the title's tainted as far as the regular season. Yeah, the 108 wins that we had. Yeah,
but Ty, the whole thing's tainted. You can't say to your professor you only cheated on the first two pages of the exam that is 5 pages long. I'm sorry. Do you not see that?
Yeah, but so then the fact of that is, so are you gonna kick out the whole entire classroom full of kids that have the same opportunity?
Ty, you're like what are you Lou Maloney Jr.? Jesus Christ, my God, what are you, Rob Bradford Jr.? I take your Red Sox pom poms off there, Tom Karen, for a second. Take your Red Sox rose colored glasses off for a second there, Tom Karen. God, I said Tom Karen, not Tom Curran. Tom Curran hates the Red Sox, so. No one's ever going to accuse him of being a Red Sox fan. But, you got, like, cheating is cheating, dude. Oh, so the Astros are worse cheaters. Big F, big freaking deal. What do you want? So you still cheated. And by the way, last time I checked, 162 games is more than, how many? So they lost to the Yankees, the Reds, the Yankees, Astros, and Dodgers once. So they want to let, so 162 games is more than 14. So the 14 games they played in the postseason 2018, they won 11 out of 14 games. Okay? 162 is greater than 14. I don't know the Astros were cheating during the 2017 regular season, but we do know they were cheating during the 2017 postseason and probably the 2019 playoffs as well. So, you know, if you want to look at it that way, okay. All right. It's like saying, well, you know what? I cheated all semester long, but I didn't cheat on the final. Oh, okay. Well, if you put it like that, I'm sure your professor would understand. I mean, come on, dude. Don't be that naive. Josh in New Hampshire. What's up?
Jeez, man. I mean, black and white on there for Ty. I mean, cheating's cheating.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing else.
But Josh, they allegedly cheated for 162 games, but not for the 14 they played the postseason against the Yankees, Astros, and Dodgers. So that they're good. They didn't cheat in the final, but they cheated on every assignment and like every exam, including the midterm. But they didn't cheat on the final. Oh, okay.
100%. And guess what? You still came in third place this year.
Right. Yeah. And how many games did they fit? They had 24 less wins this year when they couldn't cheat. So what does that tell you?
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. They probably did cheat. But that's not why I'm calling in. I have just 2 points to make, really. One, the first that you asked, where do they draw the line? I think they made that pretty evident. The line's electronic.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You're never going to be able to take out them doing signs at second base. There's just no way. What are they going to do? Say, oh, you're using your helmet. All they're going to say is they're adjusting their helmet. So the line is electronics. We know that. They put the punishments down. That's that. I think before your other break, you also asked, and you were talking about how Red Sox fans are fed up with the organization. 100%. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I'm also 28. I've been spoiled to crap.
Yeah.
We've had four championships.
Right.
But I know my Red Sox history. I know how long we waited to have this championship. It all started with the new owners. That's where it all started.
Mm.
2004 happened. Great. We're in bliss. We're happy. They could do no wrong. 2007 happened. Great. Awesome. Still in bliss. It all started with chicken and beer. That's where this all started. In my opinion, Terry Francona should still be our coach and was still the best coach that we ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And
manager,
still
right.
Be there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right there, that was the first nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. After that, you're looking at Lester. After that, you're looking at David Price. I mean, even this.
Not that Ben Cherington was great, but they ran him out during the Jimmy Fund 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And I mean, even with the cheating with the baseball, I mean, the only people that the MLB can look at is themselves. They put goddamn TVs inside the dugout.
Yeah. Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like putting a red button in front of a kid saying, hey, don't press it. I mean, of course they're going to press it. They're going to press the button.
Right, right.
And I don't believe that only two teams are doing this. This is a widespread issue. And they put down these penalties heavily so MLB could save face and Manfred could say, hey, I did it. I'm done. In their defense, they're better than the NFL.
Well, here's the thing, Josh, that I can't get over, that apparently MLB was going to give the Astros or Red Sox a slap on the wrist internally, and it wouldn't be even made any type of news. But until The Athletic with Evan Drellick and Ken Rosenthal broke this story, they were going to do nothing. And that, to me, is a huge indictment of Major League Baseball, that they were going to give them a slap on the wrist, and now they're forced to. Their hands, like that's – this is the Woodward and Bernstein – really, Drellick and Rosenthal of Major League Baseball and what they've got. They cost three organizations to fire their managers, and one of them had to fire their GM as well. So, you know, that's pretty big. All right. This guy says he's Rob Bradford on the line. I don't know. We'll have to see. I'll have to hear the voice. He claims he's Rob Bradford from WEI.com. Go ahead.
So this is Rob Bradford Sr., not Rod Bradford Jr., as you tried to paint the picture of the other guy.
Oh, yeah, you are legitimately Rob Bradford. Okay.
I was driving home from the Boston Baseball Writer dinner, which was a spectacular event, Mark, and I heard you so bravely, Mark, say, what are you, Rob Bradford Jr.? So I would like to have you elaborate on exactly how Rob Bradford Sr. was actually viewing this whole scandal that we're talking about, that I've heard you so eloquently talk about for the last 15 minutes.
What was it? Okay, so what was the caller saying?
You tell me. I don't know.
You
called him Lou Maloney Jr.
Yeah, the caller was saying that the Red Sox weren't as bad cheaters as the Astros. So I said, well, cheating is cheating. And, you know, okay, you didn't cheat on the final exam, which is the postseason, but you cheated throughout the semester and the midterms.
No, I heard your analogy. I heard your test analogy.
Okay. Yep.
And now I would ask you this. tell me what I have been writing and I have been saying about this. Tell me. Go ahead.
No, you've said this yesterday on Mutt. You said this is the most embarrassing moment in the history of John Henry owning the team. Am I right on that?
Okay, so what else you just said when you were talking to the caller? You were just saying how that basically that this was, it doesn't matter what level you're cheating. If you're cheating, you're cheating.
Right.
Now you tell me, Mark, you tell me how what I have said that was that would differentiate from something along those lines. You tell me. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, that's why I said Lou Maloney Jr. too. But
No. You said Lou. No. You said Lou Maloney Jr. Lou has his opinion on it. I have my opinion on it.
Rob, I got to be honest with you. Tell me your opinion on it.
Well, I've written it and mm-hmm. I've said it a million times. Well, certainly a few times in the last few days, which isn't that far off from what you're talking about. Which is exactly the Houston Astros. You can talk about the level of it. You can talk about, you know, them getting whatever punishment. But once the Apple Watch thing happens and you're warned, if you cheat at all, you have cheated and you are going to get punished. That is what I have said all along. So, okay. You know, just because it's 12:15 at night, Mark, and, you know, I just happen to be driving back. And I'm sure that Lou will have his say about this tomorrow, and Lou has his opinions.
Well, Lou thinks Alex Cora is innocent. I know you don't.
Okay, so if you're saying this, Mark, then why are you saying that I did?
Well,
why are you me in with the same opinion?
Okay, because you know, Rob, and this situation, fair enough. Like you might have, you know, said, and you, I heard what you said last night in Mutt. But I mean, just the perception is that you will.
No perception. You pride yourself in dealing in facts, right? Correct.
Yep.
Okay. So why aren't you? So in this case, after you stumbled over yourself for 10 seconds, you just said, oh, "You know what? I know that you didn't do that in this case, but you had perception. This is a perception. So which is it, Mark? Which is it? Is it what I said? What I wrote? Or the perception of what you think I said or what I think I wrote.
Do you think the Red Sox 2018 title's tainted?
If they cheated, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I agree, Mark. I don't disagree.
Right. Okay.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying. This is where we disagree, because I was there. I was happened to actually be there, and every corner you turned around, and after the Danny Picard report came out that MLB had put security people at every single turn, and it was dramatically different. But I agree, like MLB was asleep at the switch of this. All of the proof that you needed was the following year in 2019 when they changed the rules, when they had a 10-second delay on all the monitors in the clubhouse, where they only had one person, and they thought they were going to be able to fix this on the fly, and it wasn't until Evan and Ken's story came out, much like the Canseco book came out in the steroid era, it wasn't until that where they actually took action. So primarily we agree, but my problem, Mark, is that, you know, you're stumbling around and saying, hey, you know, no, you know what, I'm sorry that, you know, that you actually did say that, you did write that, but the perception is that maybe you didn't.
Well,
so which is it?
Okay, but in the past, Rob, you've stuck up for the Red Sox.
I stick up for what I think is right.
Okay,
Mark, it's two different things. Okay, if you want to have that perception, and that's fine. Look, I've had to deal with that, and you know, I've stuck by my guns when, you know, mine will not be popular. That's fine. That's a totally different thing. But in this case that you're talking about tonight, right? Correct? Tonight?
Yeah, right.
You deal with the facts.
I could tell you this. Okay, so in this particular case, Rob, and I didn't know exactly how you felt about the title being tainted until you just said it, because I never heard you say anything about it.
Okay, I've written in the last 3 days three different stories on it. I've said it on the radio, as you point out. I said it on the radio last night. So whatever. And, you know, again, Lou's going to say, and I'm sure Lou's going to have his rebuttal to this as well.
Well, because Lou,
here's the thing, Mark. Your defense cannot be, oh, you know what? I said this, and even though it's not true, the perception about other stuff in the past, you know, that's a different story. You have to.
No, but wait a second. You just said something. If they cheated, Rob, they cheated.
What are you talking about?
Well, you said, and I asked you if the Red Sox titles tainted from 2018. You go, yes. If they cheated, they cheated.
Right. Okay. Well, okay. Right. Okay. Exactly. I mean, like, okay. Semantics. I mean, you're talking about, yes, it is in the report that in the report in The Athletic, absolutely, you have all signs absolutely lead to that they did this. And a lot of people that we know, going back to the Apple Watch thing, might think across the board from day one was, if you have the Apple Watch thing, if the MLB smacks down the Red Sox right then and there, then a lot of this stuff doesn't happen. But they don't do it, so it just keeps steamrolling. Next thing you know, you have people checking things in hats and so forth and so on. And MLB screwed up on it. But it went down this road, and yes, this happened. This whole thing happened, including the Astros, and then, you know, leading into, I'll give you another example, all right? And I've said this a million times, but since evidently you're not listening or reading or anything along these lines, but I wrote a story in June of 2018. And Rob,
I would remember that because, like, it's fresh.
No. Okay. You wouldn't remember it, but I.
Rob. By the way, Rob, yelling doesn't get your point across anymore. The text line is okay. Right. Just calm down a little bit. Just you can get it across. Yeah, well, okay, I'm not yelling.
Right, well,
I'm not yelling.
Whatever. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll tell you what. I'll calm down and I'll stop yelling if you actually deal in facts. Are you going to agree with that?
Okay. I will deal in facts. And so I said Rob Bradford Jr. and Lou Maroney Jr. It's just in general, Rob. Just because this time you don't, Rob, you are looked at as the Red Sox cheerleader. Period.
Mark, you just started this conversation by saying that you said the Lou Maroney Jr., Rob Bradford Jr. off of a specific example. That's what you were saying. And then you pivoted to this perception. So which is it?
Okay,
which
well, it? All I know, well, for first of all, for Lou thinks apparently now that Alex Cora isn't guilty and MLB's not going to find a lot. So I think that's naive to begin with. Not saying you, that is Lou Maroney. So I threw your name in there, Rob. Like, Rob, you've been in this market much longer than me. You got to have thicker skin, so I threw your name in there.
It's not about a thick skin, Mark. It's about, listen, I'm driving home from the Boston Baseball Writers Dinner. And you like to deal in facts, so it's just to throw this out there. And if Lou was driving home right now, I'm sure he would do the same thing. Because if we're going to deal in facts, like you said you want to do,
sure,
then we'll deal in facts. Yeah. And that's what I tried to do. In this case, you were caught in not dealing in facts. Instead, you pivoted back to this, Rob Bradford is a Red Sox homer perception, which is fine. But I'll go back to what I was saying before. 2018 in June, and you said, well, why would I remember that story? Well, you might remember the story because I referenced it three different times on the radio now and three different times in stories over the last week. And the point is that in 2018, I did this story where they were giving multiple signs. The Red Sox were giving multiple signs with nobody on. And so I asked the question, why were you doing this? Why are you giving multiple signs with nobody on? And Christian Vasquez said, I think the quote was almost exactly, because teams cheat. And then you find out that they started doing this in late April of 2018 in Toronto. So what that tells you is that the Red Sox, thought that Toronto was cheating, that thought every team, these other teams they were playing were cheating because they were given multiple signs with nobody on, which obviously leads to that they were thought that the electronic thing was in play with all these places. So, there was once it went down this road, a lot of people were cheating. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. But right now, the only two teams, because the Mets weren't considered cheating, they just hired the guy that was part of it. But the only two teams that are right now, this isn't 28 other teams on trial today. It's just the Astros and the Red Sox. So we'll see what happens.
Sure.
And Jeff Passan said tonight on a podcast that he believes the Red Sox will get worst punishment than the Astros did. He thinks that they're going to get a first and a second round pick taken away for 2 years in a row and no international talent pool money for a year. So that's worse than the Astros.
And why is that? Why is it? Is that because the transgression was worse than the Astros? No. It was because they were warned.
Yep.
They got the slap on the wrist, and this is where we agree. This is fine. And, you know, we agree on a lot of this stuff, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Rob, I still like you.
I know it's about accountability.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. You know,
no, it's fine. Hey, dude, you made it very entertaining. Listen, I always like when people call it and disagree. But yes, yeah. All right. So, entertainment for. Facetiously, I said Rob Bradford Jr. In this particular situation, Rob, you have steadfast. But just don't say if, because it's not if. They did cheat.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's Lou's thing, and I look forward to it. You can listen to Lou and I, and you know, on Saturday, and it's gonna, you know, at the winter weekend thing, and Lou, I know, has more information and. So forth and so on.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, listen, I built Springfield, Mass. So have fun in my hometown.
I would refute that because we can say that we co-built it. I went to college out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Well, Travis Best really built it, but I just, you know,
yes, 81 points against Putnam. Who can forget?
Oh wow, you knew that! Holy crap, Rob, that is holy that you knew that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Rob.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, have fun at MGM this weekend, dude.
All right.
Don't go to bed angry. It's not wise.
I'm not angry. All right. It's good. Listen, Mark. Listen. Nothing else. If nothing else, if we're talking about the fact that people are emotionally talking about the Red Sox.
That's right. You know, and that's what I said, Rob. In the end, like, I got to tell you, not only the Red Sox, and I got to go. Listen, man. I thought that Danny Quincy, but it was a great 13 minutes. But listen. For baseball, for an anticlimactic offseason as a whole, like, what's the best? So, Gerrit Cole went to the Yankees, Zach Wheeler and Joe Girardi went to the Phillies. Like, other than, like, who cares? This, to me, is it? And I got to tell you, I liked it from a sanity standpoint because for 1 week, man, on this show, I didn't have to talk about where's Tom Brady going to go. Oh!
Yeah, that's next week.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll be back. We'll be back on Monday on that one. So, all right, Rob, have fun at MGM. Man. Have a good one, bud.
All right, I'll see you.
Rob Bradford, weehigh.com. 617-779-7937. We'll come back with on the mark, off the mark. Is that next? Oh, we got trending right now. Oh, dude, we're way behind the times on this one. All right. Brian, I appreciate you being patient, but that was radio gold. It was fun. All right, let's trend right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 617-779-7937, on the mark, off the mark will be coming up. Jimmy in Roslindale. Jimmy, I wouldn't have kept you holding that long, man. I hope I'd expect to take a phone call that would go on for 13 and a half minutes, but thanks for hanging
13
in.
Minutes. Well, a couple of things I want to throw in with that. There's an Iron Maiden song called Rime of the Ancient Mariners in that time frame. You have 13 original colonies in Massachusetts with 13 letters. Start with those and go with that.
Yeah, okay. Iron Maiden, man. Yeah, it's old school.
Yeah. Now, Betty White turns 98 today, just to lighten the load a little bit. But I know the Celtics did lose Thursday night. We're into early Friday. We're 45
she's gonna,
minutes
she's going to be running. 98 today. Oh, wow. 98. Good for her.
Now she's still alive and still working, which is the craziest thing.
Good for her. God bless her. Like, literally, God bless her. And she's still beautiful. Like,
she originally from the state of Illinois, but still around and still getting it done.
All right, what are your thoughts on the Celtics?
Well, they did lose again.
I know.
The over-under was, I saw at Twin River earlier before the game started, the spread was like at 8.5, jumped to 11.5, and the backdoor cover of the Celtics, I mean, if you took the points, you got a backdoor cover. So all those things play.
You know, if you bet on the NBA, you are literally just like, you're better off taking half of what you would bet and going and giving the other half to charity, because at least it's going to go to a good cause, because betting on the NBA is one surefire way to literally piss away your money.
Well, there might be some cases that could be true. And then again, something else.
Yeah.
It is an interesting way of looking
well,
at it.
Well, the one thing I always looked at, my friend told me, goes, always look at teams that are on this, and you know this too, the second night of back-to-backs.
Yeah, we've heard this term. Go ahead.
Right. And so when a team's on the road, that, like, there was a game, I remember last year, where the Lakers, this is like LeBron, this actually might have been 2 years ago. LeBron wasn't even there yet. And the Lakers, it was Lonzo Ball's rookie year and Brandon Ingram and all that. And so they played at Washington, and it was a tough-fought game on ESPN. It went to overtime. They fought tooth and nail, and they ended up losing. And then the next night, they came to play the Celtics. I said, bet your balls on the Celtics, and the Celtics wiped the floor with them. Like, those are the things you got to look out for when a team's coming off, especially an emotionally exhaustive game, and they got to come in, and the following night on the second night of a back to back, especially a team going West Coast to East Coast. That's never
it's
a good
all
thing.
Those things, probably all the above.
Yep.
You know, because you look at all those elements, and it does play a factor. The numbers do bear that in some situations, depending on how you look at it. So it does play into it. With that being said.
You got it. Jimmy, the Celtics got a lot of issues, and I will tell
they've got to
Danny Ainge better make a deal, man, because this team is not going to make a run. They'll be one and done, or they'll be out in the second round just like they were last year with Kyrie Irving, because this team is – they're not made for a long postseason run whatsoever. All right, on the mark, off the mark. We get back on track. Final segment next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chuck in Wakefield.
Well, you got a point. Listen, I got to go. I got somebody coming through my window. I'm kidding. I'm just joking around. Yeah. You have a nice evening.
Chuck, what did you call my show for?
Because I could.
Okay, so what do you have to add to the show?
John, I just did, but you don't agree, so God
no,
bless.
No. What you were about to say, the difference between the Red Sox and Patriots. Tell me.
Say that again. What was the question?
Chuck, you're a moron. You're a complete idiot. Do yourself a favor and my audience and go play in traffic because society wouldn't miss you. You are a complete moron. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Dan. What's up, dude?
I think the difference between the Patriots and the Red Sox is that the Patriots have had the same coach and the same quarterback for a long period, like 20 years, and they build up this cult-like following. They have thousands of fans that are basically like minions that will follow them no matter what and, you know, buy into anything basically that which happens with Belichick and Brady. And that's not the same with the Red Sox. They've changed coaches many times and they have won a couple championships, but they haven't built up that like mesmerizing cult following that the Patriots have. And basically the whole region will follow the Patriots, you know, off a cliff if they have to.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Do you think it has anything to do though with ownership though at all?
You know, that's a good question. Yeah. Cause ownership has changed hands with the Red Sox and there have been some questions. That's a good point. It could be the ownership's a little bit shadier with the Red Sox than the Patriots because Kraft has this, you know, like this nice guy, you know, image where the Red Sox are a little bit more dark and you don't really know what's going on back there.
They're a little more dark. Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty not so subtle way of putting it. I can see that. Mark in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think that Alex Cora is a great manager, and he should be kept.
Okay. Well, he got caught cheating not once but twice, so tell me why he should be kept.
Well, cheating is wrong in baseball. I agree.
So why should he be kept?
Definitely wrong. Definitely wrong. I mean, there's no cheating in baseball. Just like there's no crying in baseball, like Tom Hanks said, right? I think he's a great manager.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. It's not about being a great manager. A.J. Hinch, a better manager than Corrod. He got fired, too.
All right. He was a great bench coach in Houston, wasn't he?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was a great manager in Boston.
Yeah, and when he was cheating.
Right.
Okay.
You're right.
So I'm just trying to understand your point, Mark.
Okay.
I mean, do you agree now that he should be fired?
I do. I think he should, yeah.
He claims he's Rob Bradford from WEI.com. Go ahead.
So this is Rob Bradford Sr., not Rod Bradford Jr., as you tried to paint the picture of the other guy.
Oh, yeah, you are legitimately Rob Bradford. Okay.
I was driving home from the Boston Baseball Writer dinner, which was a spectacular event, Mark, and I heard you so bravely, Mark, say, what are you, Rob Bradford Jr.? So I would like to have you elaborate on exactly how Rob Bradford Sr. was actually viewing this whole scandal that we're talking about that I've heard you so eloquently talk about for the last 15 minutes.
What was it? Okay. So what was the caller saying?
You tell me, I don't know. You
no, no. Oh, oh, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You called him Lou Maloney Jr.
Yeah,
so
yeah, 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 yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. The caller was saying that the Red Sox weren't as bad cheaters as the Astros. So
okay.
I said, well, cheating is cheating. And, you know, okay, you didn't cheat on the final exam, which is the postseason, but you cheated throughout the semester and the midterms.
No, I heard your analogy. I heard your test analogy.
Okay. Yep.
And now I would ask you this. Tell me what I have been writing and I have been saying about this. Tell me. Go ahead.
No, you said this yesterday on Mott. You said this is the most embarrassing moment in the history of John Henry owning the team. Am I right on that?
Okay, so what else? You just said when you were talking to the caller, you were just saying how that basically that this was, it doesn't matter what level you're cheating. If you're cheating, you're cheating.
Right.
Now you tell me, Mark, you tell me how what I have said that was that would differentiate from something along those lines. You tell me. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I said Lou Maloney Jr. too. But
you said Lou. No.
Rob, by the way, Rob yelling doesn't get your point across anymore. The text line is right. Just calm down a little bit. Just you can get it across.
Yeah, well, okay,
I'm not yelling.
Whatever. Okay. All right. All right, thank you. I'll tell you what. I'll calm down and I'll stop yelling if you actually deal in facts. We're gonna,
okay.
Are you going to agree with that?
Okay, I will deal in facts. And so I said Rob Bradford Jr. and Lou Maroney Jr. It's just in general. Rob, just because this time you don't, Rob, you are looked at as the Red Sox cheerleader, period.
So that was it. Great job, Brian DeFelice, on that one. Good job. Hey, listen, man, always like some late. You never know what's going to happen in the Midnight Express hour. And, you know, Rob Bradford calling in, yeah, it was great. It was good stuff. I like it. But I stand by what I said, is that, you know what? You know, you can't say, well, 999,999 times that you're not a Red Sox rum swab, and then one time that you're not, oh, well, that just disproved this myth. No, it's not a myth. It's kind of a fact. So there's that. But thanks to Brian DeFelice, everybody who called in. Listen, Rob Bradford, I will be back on Saturday morning with Annie Hart on Mark and Hart, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Have a great Friday, everyone, and we'll see you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.